the Catholic Epistle of our Father St. John, my beloved. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well, to heed as light that shines in dark places, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the truth will be blasphemed by converts. They will exploit you and deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness, to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, for one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and deliver righteous lots, who is oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing the lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. Love not the world, neither the things pertaining to the world. The world passes away, and the lust thereof. That he does, he that does the will of God remains forever. Amen.